This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Dare to Dance is a BBC Wales television programme hosted by Strictly Come Dancing professional Amy Dowden. In it, Amy gives members of the public a chance to learn a special dance routine to be performed for friends and family. On Friday, March the 8th, that person will be RNIB Cymru's very own Kirsty James, who joins me now. Great to speak to you, Kirsty.
Hi. Yeah, great to be here. Thanks.
And this is such an exciting project, but you started dancing when you were a child, didn't you?
So yeah, I used to dance on a Saturday as a child and I really enjoyed it. But I would say that my dancing sort of passion really took off when I went to college and studied performing arts and did a lot of dance and I went on to university.
And what sort of styles of dancing were you doing then?
So originally when I was a child, I was doing like ballroom and Latin. But then when I went on to college, it was more contemporary, ballet, jazz, tap, bit of range of everything really.
And was there a point that you realised that you might have to give up the dancing?
Yeah, it was probably when I was at university. So I was doing performances and I was finding it even like quite difficult really. I think it was more down to confidence as opposed to actually being able to dance. As I look back now, I realised that it was more about confidence I'd lost as opposed to I couldn't dance because I was losing my sight. I'd had a significant start really to lose my sight when I was in university and I wasn't acknowledging it. So yeah, I think when I left university, as you think that you're going to be look at this professional performer and you can go out, but actually it's really challenging then it was. And I think added fact that I'd lost confidence with losing my sight made it feel even tougher. So I just stopped.
How did it feel when you first started the rehearsals and training for the programme? Was it easy to go back to what you knew or did it bring up some challenging feelings as well?
Well, I was just really excited. I couldn't believe that I'd been accepted. I'd had this opportunity and I really wanted to reconnect with that side of me. Like I really missed dancing and performing and just doing things for me. So I went in with the mindset that I was going to be honest when I couldn't see something. I was going to be honest about how I was feeling and actually look at ways around him. And actually that just meant that I could enjoy the performance. So when Amy was teaching me the routine, she would move my hand left and right and do the action. So then I knew, or she would physically move my body into that action. And it helped. It means helped with muscle memory. And I just really wanted to enjoy it. I just wanted to be honest with myself and people around me that I can reconnect with this. And actually having sight loss doesn't stop you from doing activities or work, and I just wanted to reconnect with that part of me. What it helped with was we found an alternative way around it, that just by describing it. So rather than going 1, 2, 3, 4, it'd be left, right, left, right. And then it would be step forward, just a bit more audible cues. And so with that, and then also she would move my hands to represent left, right, left, right, so I would know that's what my feet needed to do. Or if it was a bit more detailed movement, she would move my body into that. And my dance partner, who did a lot of the routine with me, he really took his time to be descriptive of what he's doing. And it really did help because it meant that if I wasn't quite getting a step, I'd be hang on a minute. Am I not getting this step because the step is tricky, which most of the time it was? Or is this because I'm visually not seeing it? And actually that really helped to sort of break down the steps even further, because I found I was missing the middle parts, the little sort of bits that make up the whole section of it. So yeah, that was really good, because a lot of the time it wasn't to do with my sight, it was challenging, which was great.
What was the experience actually making the program and working with the professional dancers and the television crew as well?
Yeah, so the TV crew fantastic. I mean, they contacted RNIB to learn and understand about sight loss, and we in our team delivered a session to sort of raise awareness, visual awareness sort of raising session, and things how to guide and what it could be for me. So that helped open up the door so that when we were doing the filming, I could say I can't see where the camera is in that position, but I could see this. And they were just really, really good and understanding in terms of, they always checked in with me if I was feeling okay about it. And what I wanted to make sure came across that it was positive and it wasn't like, oh, poor blind girl, that actually shows that just because you're blind, you can still, you know, it's really important to be able to still do dance and things. So I feel that that message was carried across, or they would always like offer if I needed a guide in, or probably most importantly, telling me where the biscuits are and the coffee is when during the waiting period. But the whole process of like being on a TV show was really, really good experience. So I think if a blind or vision impaired person's considering applying to be on a TV show, go for it. Like, it's accessible and they're really helpful, and yeah, it's really fun.
And it's not just dancing that's been made more accessible. You've ensured that not just your episode of the programme, but the entire series of Dare to Dance has been audio described as well.
Yeah, I'm really pleased that has happened, because yeah, it has to be accessible for everybody. And yeah, I'm really delighted that it has happened. Also, this year's Strictly Come Dancing was audio described, which was fantastic as well. So yeah, it's nice to see that live and dancing programmes are being audio described now.
Has taking part in Dare to Dance changed your mind about what you think you can do on and off the dance floor?
Oh, it's been such a positive experience for me. I think like going through the pandemic, having a baby, sort of, I lost a lot of sight, a lot more vision as well during the pandemic. And I lost a lot of my confidence, even more so. And I was just like looking for something that wasn't like career focused. And I was like, what is me? Like, what do I love doing? And I was like, well, I used to love performing and just to, and I was like, right, I'm going to do that. I'm going to focus on doing things that's like good for me, finding hobbies and things. That's why I set my goals were last year that I wanted to like set this. But what it's meant is that I've actually kept on top of dance. Like, I go every week, I'm still continuing to dance, and it's just really nice to feel part of a like group of people like-minded. And I never would have set foot into that dance group if I hadn't done Dare to Dance, because the thought of like going down there and walking into the building, like, I know it's like, for me, it's like a really elaborate way of getting back to dance. That's me all over. Like, I've got to set myself huge challenges when actually all I needed to do was walk into the dancing. But yeah, I think it's definitely left me in much more positive frame of mind since doing it, and I'm continuing to do so.
And do you think that maybe dancing is something that many blind and partially sighted people may have given up on? What would you say to them?
I would say to think about the situation that's going on. Like, if you're thinking like, I can't do this because of my sight, well, what other alternative ways of doing something is? And just sort of knowing that, you know, we do lose, you can lose confidence when you lose your sight, but that's not like forever. It's just a small part of your life. And actually, by getting back to doing things can help that sort of process quicker. Like, I wish I'd gone back to it sooner. Like, I didn't need to leave it 13 years. Like, that's a long time to not be doing things that you love. But obviously I've done amazing other things. It's amazing, you know, I've been like, I've just focused on other parts of my life, but this is just really nice to do. And yeah, just like for that time in the week when I'm in dance practice, is like, I don't have to think about anything outside world, I can just focus on that. And actually, it's helped me doing the show, has helped me know how to ask for help in my current dance lesson, and just doing it, getting out and just do it.
Well, you mentioned your current dance lessons. Have you found that there are many local groups and societies for people who, like yourself, are interested in getting back into dancing, maybe with a visual impairment as well?
Yeah, I think there's lots of like dance classes around. I just like looked at like adult beginner classes and see what come. And actually, where I did the filming for Dare to Dance is actually where the rehearsals are, so it's like quite close to my house, and yeah, it's just easy for me. And then all I did was, if I can't see, is just say to the person that I need support with this, you know. But my dance partner, is great. Like, I don't know, I met them at the dance group, and my dad, so I told them that I was visually impaired and I might miss certain things, but to help. And she's been really, really good, and we just have a laugh, really.
Well, Kirsty's episode of Dare to Dance will be broadcast on Friday, March the 8th at 7:30 p.m. on BBC One Wales. It's also available via the BBC iPlayer across the country. Kirsty James from RNIB Cymru, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.